This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Four people were killed when a man armed with a rifle and a handgun opened fire Wednesday inside a medical building in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the latest of a series of mass shootings in the United States. Tulsa resident Nicholas O'Brien told KTUL-TV his mother was in a nearby building when the shooting took place.
They were rushing people out. I don't know if some of them were injured or just had been injured during the shooting, but some of them couldn't walk very well, but they were just kind of wobbling and stumbling, getting them out of there. So at that point, we kind of, it was around 5:10, 5:15, we kind of came to the conclusion that there was probably an active shooter there.
Tulsa Deputy Police Chief Eric Douglas confirmed the shooter was dead, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Tulsa shooting follows two other mass shootings in May. Last week, a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, before he was fatally shot by U.S. Border Patrol officers. 2 weeks before the Uvalde shooting, a white gunman killed 10 people at a supermarket in a black neighborhood in Buffalo, New York. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday the United States is providing Ukraine with a $700 million package of more advanced rocket systems and munitions as the Russian invasion enters its fourth month. White House officials say Ukraine has vowed not to fire those rockets into Russian territory. Germany also announced Wednesday that it will supply Ukraine with up-to-date anti-aircraft missiles and radar systems. Ukraine has called for the advanced weapons to aid their forces in shooting down aircraft and knocking down artillery. The U.S. is trying to help Ukraine fend off the Russians without triggering a wider military conflict in Europe. President Biden wrote in the New York Times Tuesday that the U.S. has aided Ukraine with weapons and ammunition in order to bolster its position on the battlefield and ultimately in peace negotiations with Russia. But Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Wednesday accused the U.S. of pouring fuel on the fire. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the country is losing between 60 and 100 soldiers a day in the fighting. He turned the focus to children in his nightly video address Wednesday, saying 243 of them have been killed during the invasion, while 446 have been wounded and 139 are missing. Zelensky added that the real numbers could be higher, as his government does not have a full picture of areas under Russian occupation. Zelensky also said 200,000 children are among the Ukrainians who have been forcefully taken to Russia and dispersed across the vast country. The president said the purpose of this criminal policy is not just to steal people, but to make those who are deported forget about Ukraine and unable to return. The head of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization says the alliance and its allies are monitoring very closely Russia's nuclear exercises amid the war in Ukraine. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, alongside U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday, noted the exercises come after Russian leaders' rhetoric about the possibility of an escalation to nuclear war.
This nuclear saber-rattling rhetoric is dangerous, and it is something that is only increasing tensions.
The NATO chief, however, says no changes have been observed in the posture of Russian nuclear forces. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
In sports, the New York Rangers posted a 6-2 rout of the visiting Tampa Bay Lightning in the first game of the National Hockey League's Eastern Conference Finals. Philip Hedel scored two goals for the Rangers, while goalie Igor Shesterkin made 37 saves against the defending Stanley Cup champions. Rangers head coach Gerard Gallant said he's pleased that the team stuck to its game plan.
If you start thinking about the other team you're playing, that's, for me, it's not going to work for us. I mean, we play our game. We can show them systems on Tampa Bay and what they're going to do, but we got to be more important. Our game's good. We're playing well. We're doing the right things now, and we just got to continue to do that.
Game two of the best of seven series is Friday night. Repeating our top story, four people were killed when a man armed with a rifle and a handgun opened fire Wednesday inside a medical building in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the latest of a series of mass shootings in the United States. Tulsa Deputy Police Chief Eric Douglas confirmed the shooter was dead, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.